פרק י"ח סעיף ס' בצלים שהיו מנוחים על גבי האדמה ונשתרשו בו עושה לטול שם אף אם לא עושה כוונוס האדם לזיון בקרקע. If a person puts onions on the ground, on the earth, and they started growing, since they have started growing, even if they are fully on top of the earth, you're not allowed to pull them off the earth because you're doing koitza, toilash, etza from toilash, even if the person didn't want to go and sow them in the ground. Since it is on the ground and it started growing on the ground, started growing because of the ground, then it's considered joined to the ground and he's on Issa from Toilash. Samach Aleph. Mi shezoa betzolim etznon alidei shenosnon bekarka. Ekisa oisam be'ofa. Also litlam af koidim sheshvishu. Shum denir katoilash. The first case was a case when we discussed when it started to grow. This case is a case when it did not start to grow. But it is worse because it was put into the ground, into the earth. It was covered with the earth. Since it was covered with the earth, even though it is still not connected to the earth, it is still not started growing, since it is covered, it looks as if you're doing a ma'aseh from toilash. Therefore, it is also to go and take it out of the earth. So what happens, what comes out of these two halachas? The first halacha was that if it started growing and it was on top of the earth, then it's not allowed. Second halacha is if it's in the earth and it started and didn't start growing, then you're also not allowed. But if it is on the top of the earth and it didn't start growing, then you are allowed to take it away. Because it doesn't look as if it has grown, and it is not started growing either. The if samach base, a rochat prochim upes, to go and smell fruit and plants. Pri amachuba beilon, pei base, samach base. Pri amachuba beilon, also the riach boy. If you got a fruit which is on the tree and it smells nice, like an esrog, you're not allowed to go and smell it. Because Chazal are worried that if you smell it, you may pull it off the tree and you want to eat it. So therefore, any fruit which has got a good smell, one's not allowed to go and smell it on Shabbos. If you've got a plant that smells nice, that you're allowed to smell. Chachamim are not worried, maybe you're going to go and pull them off of the ground. Because they're not made to go and pull them off out of the ground and use it like a fruit is made to eat it. But they're made for smelling. You can smell them even if they're joined to the ground. Therefore, there's no reason why a person should pull it off the ground. In a footnote, he says he's not sure what will happen with flowers, which are made to go and put in the house, and one usually goes and cuts them off the ground. Do we have an issue to go and smell them, even though they are joined to the ground, or not? He's not sure. He brings down the sheshach, which says it is allowed. Another thing he says in the footnote is, if you've got as he says, in cases where you got plants which you're allowed to smell, you're allowed to also to go and touch the tree, which is a plant, which has got a good smell, because it's not muksa, because it's made for smelling. Therefore, it's not put away for Shabbos. It's made to go and use on Shabbos, you're allowed to smell that. You're allowed to move it also with your hands. Erek yudches te'if samach gimel, shtamshot bibheima. Also, Lerkov b'Shabbos agab b'Behema. Ba'av she'en b'yichiv azu isra m'shmachama o shvisus b'hemtoi k'mokin gozu b'zech ha'chomim shem yitlash s'moya al manos lanhigo. There is an isra midrabonon to go and ride on an animal. Why? Because they are worried you're going to go and take off a branch in order to go and use it for to hit the animal in order to make sure it goes in the right way. Therefore, Chazal don't allow you to go right on the behemoth in all circumstances, because we are worried maybe you're going to go and pull off a stick. He adds on, even in the case when there's no problem from Mechama, no problem from leaving the behemoth, or even if there's no problem from Shvisa's Bemta. Shvisa's Bemta means that if the behemoth does a melacha for you. A person riding on the behemoth has got no problem from Shvisa's Bemta, because Chai Noises Atzmoy, like he says in the footnote, that a person who's alive is going and leaving himself. It's not Keilu he's being carried, because a person who's alive carries himself. Therefore, the problem is not Mechama leading a behemah. The problem is not the behemah doing a melacha. The problem is if it's Rabbanon, maybe you're going to pull up a branch. So if man samach dalet, misha ova v'ova lo b'shabes al gabi behemah, mutzul lo levedes mimeno, v'afim al yose al gabi behemah, oysa b'mezid, v'komoko le konsu shisho al gabi behemah, k'mo shikonsu b'oila b'ilom. The person who goes up on the tree, we'll learn Bezeshem next time, is a problem from Itzim Midrabonim, Shema Yitloish, and therefore Chazal said, you're not even allowed to go down, because you're using the tree when one goes down. Same thing is, the person goes on, right on the behemoth, we learned before, you're not allowed to go and ride on the behemoth. What happens if he went on, the behemoth on purpose? Even though we don't make a knas, we don't say he's not allowed to go down, like we say about trees, he's not allowed to go down off the tree, because there's a problem from Tzar Bala Chaim. The behemoth will be difficult for it. You're making Tzar for the behemoth if he stays on the behemoth the whole Shabbos. Therefore, Chazal did not make a gzeira that if he did it on purpose, he has to stay on the animal, he's allowed to go down because of Tzar Bala Chaim. Tamachei, Mutter Nifrik Masa Mibema, Vahapshe Lagabi Ilon Nistah Le'er Lekamon B'Simmer N'Sif Ayim Beish Ein Little Dvoy Me Ilon, Komokim B'Pema Tiru Mishum Tzar Bala Chaim. The same thing is taking off Pekalach from the animal, taking off what the animal's got on his back. Even though on Shabbos we do not allow you taking off the tree from an animal, one's allowed to take it off. Why? Because you've got a problem from Tzar Bala Chaim. So Chazal did not say it is also to take it off the behemoth. If it's a problem from Mukse, it says in the footnote, he has to know how to take it off. Tiltu begufoy, tiltu beroyshoy. He has to know how to do it. I mean, Hilchos Mukse has to get around. But if it is But because of the problem from taking it off the behemoth, Chazal did not make a knas, and a person is allowed to take it off the behemoth if he wants.